this has been really pounded over and over again, especially by the left. It was a blowback. Even people like Seymour Hersh, they subscribed to this notion that we go for a while, we say, okay, our enemy's enemies is our friend. We do that, but later it comes back and haunts us because they double cross us. And it's like apples and oranges. I don't even know where to begin with this. Okay, another parallel thing and relevant state of mind on this would be Saudis. All this thing that Saudis did 9/11. Why aren't we going after the Saudis, okay? Well, all right. In Saudi Arabia, okay, you have, let's say if you have 50 million people or 20 million people, you have about, let's say 50 million, you have 49,900,000 regular people, okay? And there is the monarch, kings, and the prince, and there are about thousands of them, okay? I used to have friends in Georgetown, and I went to George Washington University, Georgetown University. I hung out with some of this prince, because there are so many of them at Georgetown University. You know, they're all prince. They all carry the title prince. And their mamas and dadas come here every year while they're in school, and they donate to Georgetown University something like $2 million. And these guys, they never showed up in classes. In my classes as well at George Washington, they would go to Bahamas, and they would have parties and bring in all these models from New York City. And lo and behold, they would all graduate with master's degree from Georgetown University. But every year, I mean, and their parents always stayed at this four-season hotel next to Georgetown University. Anyhow, there are thousands of them. And these guys, they have nothing to do with politics. They don't sit down and think about, we're going to blow up buildings or what we're going to... There are puppets there, okay? They know these are all this prince and princesses and the kings there, that as long as they serve U.S. and sit there as symbols, you know, this is no different than the queen in England, you know. In fact, it's even lesser degree importance, the symbolic figures, okay? And they know that the police, and their military responds to the United States. Look at the whole country is managed by the United States, okay? All those oil refineries, if you go in there, you won't see a single Saudi engineer or manager or anybody in there. They are all ran by the United States and some European people. Both the oil companies that are managing those, the military base, their generals, bosses there on the ground, they're the Americans, okay? There are no Saudis running Saudi Arabia, and these little funny, comical characters have nothing to do with Islam, by the way, and they serve Israel's interests all the time. So again, a lot of left is going to say, what? Saudis are all Wahhabis, and they hate Israel. I say, not the kings and the prince. Actually, Israelis are fine. They love them because they know how these guys up there symbolically can pacify and oppress the public. These people don't have any powers. I don't want to insult them too much and say they don't even have brain or they have been mutated genetically or anything. I don't want to get into that. But to take these comical characters and say Saudis, who are the Saudis who would do that? It's not the Saudi kings and the princes. They are so busy having fun, having yachts, having gold and diamond bathrooms and have sex all around the world and drink. Nobody is into the world politics within Saudi Arabia regime. And the people, oh my God, what kind of power do people have there? They don't have parliaments. They don't have any of their own military defense department. None of this stuff. So that is in line with that. So if you say, well, Saudis did it, then those people are automatically saying that the United States did it.